This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The New York Holstein Association Spring Dairy Carousel kicks off tomorrow through April 2nd in New York, and that's where John Clark is.
We're talking with Jason Lloyd of New York Holstein and of Maple Downs, too. We're getting really excited about the New York Spring Dairy Carousel coming up March 30th through April 2nd at Erie County Fairgrounds in Hamburg.
New York Holstein, we put together a Spring Dairy Carousel for 46-plus years. It was in Syracuse. This is our third year going into Hamburg in Erie County, a great fairgrounds to work with. We're really excited. We move in this week.
And it's really nice facilities as well.
Yep, it's a heated show ring, split show ring, so we got more than one show going on at one time. It's a heated wash rack, which is a big deal for a show at the end of March, with heated water within the wash rack.
Speaking of shows, you have a lot of shows going on.
Yep, the youth is a big, big deal for us. So entry numbers are up again this year. Junior Holstein show, entries are over 165. We had 100 Jersey Junior show. We are the only junior national junior Holstein show on this side of the Mississippi, and we're the only ones that host a separate junior Jersey show.
Really, when you're talking about the juniors, it's not just about the genetics. Showmanship is also very important for these young folks.
Yep, showmanship is huge. So we have an open showmanship contest. That means that kids of dairy from wherever or whatever species they're involved in are welcome to come, and we are actually up 40% on our entries there. They said we had 100 kids sign up for showmanship this year.
Because you're open, that really allows any kid to be able to work with the breeder and great experience.
Absolutely. Last year we had the junior shows and these two combined because of so many kids signed up. So we're really excited about that.
Really exciting to see the show.
Yep, we would not be able to do this without sponsorship. It's an expensive show to put on, you know, milk removal, manure removal, all the things that go to put this show on. And it's the sponsors, the big sponsors, the little sponsors, everyone that steps up to make sure that we can continue to do this. It's huge. And it starts with the youth. If we didn't have the youth doing this, we don't have the next generation of people to show.
Let's talk a little bit about the shows.
So we have all breed shows. All day Thursday, we're calling it our youth day. That's when everyone's checking in on Thursday. Thursday's going to be very busy. We have Dick Keene Memorial Judging Contest, which is a really big judging contest. Friday, we have the Jersey Junior Show and the Holstein Junior Show in the morning, followed by a sale in the afternoon around 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I believe. And then after that, we start off Saturday morning with the Brown Swiss in one ring and the Red and White Holstein Show, which is up in numbers, pushing 200 animals, and then the Red and White Show, which is really big. I mean, pushed to be the second largest red and white show in the United States. And then we follow that with the Ayrshires and the Shorehorns and the Guernseys in the afternoon on Saturday. And we have great sponsorship for both of them. These companies that we do our IVF work have stepped up and gave some cash awards. So thanks to Transova and Vitali on Saturday. And then Sunday we have the Open Jersey Show and the National Holstein Show. And Bovatech stepped up with Eclipse on that day to give some awards for some embryo packages that day.
Lots of volunteers as well as some new staff.
We have some new staff. We have new executive managers that I'm working with. We have a new show committee chairperson and Jenny Foltz, which has been great. The volunteers, the people that want to make New York Holstein realize that we are passionate about what we do.
Jason Lloyd talking about the New York Spring Dairy Carousel happening at the Erie County Fairgrounds March 30th through April 2nd. We're going to shift gears now and talk a little bit about something that has touched the dairy industry and with the passing of Michael Heath. And I know it's personal for you, Jason. Just share a little bit about what he meant to you.
Michael was a mentor to me. He was my driving force. Michael didn't lie to anybody. He touched more lives than you would ever know. He made it our cattle. It didn't matter what breed. He could make or break a bull. If he didn't like a bull, Semen Company didn't like Michael because he'd tell you. But he made a lot of semen companies a lot of money because he liked them. Everyone trusted him. They used him. So, yeah, he was a motivator.
Just been an outpour of love from the dairy industry, from educators to breeders to industry people.
It's amazing but not surprising. If you met the guy, I learned how to judge from Michael Heath in cattle. He's the guy that liked y'all. Everyone that he stopped at, he had passion for what you were doing.
Jason Lloyd, thanks for talking to us a little bit about Michael Heath, a dairy industry icon.
You're welcome. Close friend, and we're all going to miss him.